Maranatha, and happy 6th day of Hanukkah. So anyways, just so you know, I guess if you post a picture and you have lots of stalkers, so I'm sure, like, since I'm posting this podcast, they're going to know exactly where I'm at. So where are the drones? Come shoot me. I'm here. Where are you at? Just kidding. I'm not, since I know, like, all my stalkers and everybody that hates me listens to this, because, like, it's just fact, because I was told, and I get texts at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, when who other than, like, tweakers are up at 3 o'clock in the morning texting people, I know your IME, where you post picture, when you post pictures, I know your location. I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. People are full of shit. When you think, when they say keep your enemies close and your friends close and your enemies closer, should be the other way around. Keep your friends close and keep your friends closest and your enemies close. Because you can't trust anybody now. You really can't. It should be the holidays. And, like, holidays are cheer, not fear. So I don't know why people are, like, texting people threats and shit. But I don't have any skeletons in my closet. The only skeletons and bones that I have in my closet are chicken. And dog bones that all my dead dogs weren't able to eat because they died, which I'm so sad. Claudia Oshry's dog, she had to put down too, and she got tons of flowers and all these gifts and stuff, and I'm like, none of my friends sent any gifts because of my dog dying. Must be nice to be rich and famous. Girl with no job on Instagram, yeah, she's famous as fuck, so I guess that's why. I have, like, 8 friends on my Instagram, but that's by choice because I don't trust people. And I don't like posting stuff because I don't like people knowing what I'm up to. So with that being said, I'm off to vacation. I'm going to go away for a while, get the fuck out of California, see some snow. Get away from all these white people, white racist people that don't like Mexicans. I'm a Mexican. That's where I don't understand. They don't know the difference that I'm a Mexican, not a Mexican. So anyways, happy Hanukkah. 6th day. 666. And Christmas is soon. What are you doing? I've decided this year that I'm going to keep it very cash. We're going to make homemade pizzas. And, open presents and have it be beaner style the way we used to do it. I'm a beaner, so I can say that. Beaners celebrate it on Christmas Eve, not Christmas Day, like white people. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. But anyways, yeah. Vroom, vroom. Oh my gosh, people are like acting like this road is a speedway and it's a, you know, in front of a house. They're gonna run me over. Oh wait, I was 5150 once because they thought I was trying to get run over by a car, but I wasn't. They were trying to run me over. Fucking stupid ass dumbass police. If you ever need help, don't call them. They're the last people that can help you. At least that's been my experiences, especially with firemen telling him, oh, my dad's dying. No, they just keep on bringing him back saying he's okay. Turns out he dies like less than 2 weeks later. Who knows better than fucking firemen and doctors? Me. Anyways, hope everyone has a lovely 6th day of Hanukkah. And if I, for some reason, I'm not here for Christmas or the new year because I've left or in the rapture, hopefully, God please. Or something else happens to me. No, I didn't take my own life because I would never do that. I've never been suicidal. Never take my own life. But I've been threatened. And I have it written down and have some messages that are pretty, pretty self-evident of who would do it. So read that file and you'll know. Happy Hanukkah.